主啊，求你赐福这个讲台，求你对人说话，你是说话的上帝，求你用自身的真道，活泼的圣言，苏醒人的心，开通人的耳，使我们可以从昏昧中间清醒过来，我们的玉米可以变成通达。这是你的应许，你是赐人悟性，赐下启示的圣灵。愿主你自己的灵在过去怎么样启示了圣经，漠视了先知使徒，记下你的话，求主同样一位的灵引导你的仆人，照着你给他的感动和光照，把你的真理传讲清楚。愿主你引导我们每一个人，光照我们的心，使我们明白你的话语。求主你赐福我们今天要讲的，我们奉主耶稣得胜的名，吩咐魔鬼撒旦从他一切的使者离开这个地方。愿主你自己在我们对你设立宝座，给我们可以照着你给我们的感动建立信仰，使我们得准认识真道，使我们真知道你，使我们信德也被培养起来，使我们的侍奉被眺望起来。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求你，阿们。希伯来书是圣经里面很重要的一卷书。
The book of Hebrews is a very important book in the whole of the Bible.
这本书一共有13章。
There are 13 chapters in the book.
里面隐藏的道理可以贯穿旧约从新约直到永恒的世代里面去。
And the lessons within this book can be seen from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
希伯来书用了最美的希腊文的文法写出来的。
Hebrews is written in the most beautiful original Greek language.
希伯来书所隐藏着的道理。
The word and lessons we can learn from Hebrews.
把基督带到一个介绍到一个最高最高的地步。
Introduce Jesus Christ to us in the highest status.
所以如果一个人不认识希伯来书里面的信息。
So if a person does not know of the message of the book of Hebrews.
他对基督最丰盛的了解就不完整了。
He would not have a complete understanding of the abundance of Jesus Christ.
所以在这一本书里面，
So within this book,
我们盼望可以把里面的意义、里面的信息，很活的把它带出来。
We hope that we can bring to you the message from within this book in a lively manner.
那我们要知道为什么我们要讲解希伯来书呢？
Let us first understand why we want to study the book of Hebrews.
因为这本书的重要性，
Because of the importance of this book.
是使我们认识基督，
So that we will know Jesus Christ.
是超过所有的，
That he is superior to everything else.
基督不但是在整个旧约信仰中间，犹太人认为他们的宗教已经到了最高峰，希伯来书把基督提到更高峰的地步。
The Jews believe that their religion is already at its highest status, but Jesus Christ brought this status even higher.
对基督徒来说，
to Christians,
认识基督，
to know Jesus,
不是单单知道他是救主。
It's not only a simple thing as knowing him as the Savior.
更知道他是那最高的祭司。
You know him as the highest priest.
把我们带到神的面前。
Who brought us before God.
使我们在盼望。我们对他的盼望永远不归于落空。
So that our hope and our aspiration towards him will never be let loose.
所以希伯来书建立信仰的价值。
So the value of Hebrews in establishing our faith
是非常高超的。
Is a very great value indeed.
那我们讲解希伯来书需要用多少的时间呢？
How much time do we need to talk of the book of Hebrews?
我实在不能知道。
I really don't know.
因为我们曾经在印尼用了3年半才讲完约翰福音这本书。
In Indonesia, we took 3.5 years to finish the Gospel of John.
然后我们有172个主日崇拜，每一个主日崇拜1个多钟头的讲道才讲完罗马书。
And for 172 Sundays, we used the worship service to explain Romans.
那我们有差不多用了60个。礼拜才讲完以弗所书。
And we use 60 odd Sunday worship service to finish the book of Ephesians.
我从来不知道的，以弗所书要讲60次才讲完。
I did not know that Ephesians would take us 60 over sermons.
所以我实在不能告诉你希伯来书有多少次讲完。
So I can't really tell you how long it would take us to finish Hebrews.
你说这次不是说4次吗？
But didn't you say that it's only 4 meetings?
那么一次讲3章，4次12章，再加一次就讲完了吗？
So we can do 3 chapters per meeting.
我有一点惧怕。这4次只能讲到第1章第3节。
I think that for the 4 meeting we will finish the third verse of the first chapter only.
我里面有一个很大的计划,
so I, there's a great plan within my heart.
我不知道怎么去成全它,
but I don't know how it's going to be accomplished.
因为时间是一个问题,
because time is a factor.
身体的健康是一个问题,
and physical health is another.
用的地点是一个问题,
the place we are worshipping in is also a problem.
哪一个才是最适当的场所是一个问题,
which is the best venue.
所以我要你们一同祷告,
so I want you to pray with us.
神的旨意, 在这件事情上到底要怎么引导我们？
And so that we will know where the direction of the will of God is.
有哪一个人读过希伯来书的，请举手。
How many of you have read the book of Hebrews?
举手。
Just raise your hand.
有读过超过10遍的，请举手。
Who have read it for more than 10 times? Raise your hand.
有没有？ 有没有超过20遍的，请举手。
More than 20 times? Raise your hand.
手放下来。 我盼望你们不但好好读,
I hope that not only will you read the book,
如果可能的话,
if it is all possible,
你们买一些希伯来书的注释的书,
you can buy some commentaries on the book of Hebrews.
不然单单买一本,
not only one,
买几本,
or buy a few,
然后好好去比较,
and do a few comparisons.
这样你读完了以后,
so that after all this,
你再来听的时候,
then you come and listen again,
更多更多的东西,
you will be encouraged further.
因为我相信一个人在一生的中间,
I believe that in the life of an average person,
一些很重要的经文, 整个长期有系统的认识, 是受用无穷, 是一生一世母父的。
If he's able to understand certain passages of the Bible in its depth, he will be blessed for the rest of his life.
特别如果有机会,
especially if you have the opportunity,
一本书一本书好好的听解,
you can go through the Bible book by book.
那么你一生灵性的建立, 信仰的产业, 就是很丰盛的,
and that will be the spiritual heritage you have in your life.
现在我们大家一同来读希伯来书第一章第一到第三节。
Let us read the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
希伯来书第一章第一到第三节,
verse 1 to 3.
我们大家一同开声来读,
let us read it together.
上帝记载古时，借着众先知多次多方面，多次多方面，小意列举。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and to whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
我们现在再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
主啊，求你引导我们， 带领我们， 使我们的思想可以与主你的真理配合， 使我们的心灵可以被你的灵所感动。 你赐福讲的翻译的， 鬼我们二人如同一人， 成为主你真理话语的出口， 奉耶稣基督的名求， 阿们。 首先有五件事情我们要思想。
There are five things that we ought to meditate upon.
第一,
firstly,
这本书为什么叫做希伯来书？
Why is this book known as the book of Hebrews?
第二,
secondly,
是谁写这本书？
Who is the author of the book of Hebrews?
第三,
thirdly,
这本书是写给哪一种人？
To whom was this book written?
第四, 这本书是在什么地方写的？
And fourthly, where was this book written?
第五, 这本书是什么时代写的书？
And what age was this book written?
我先概括的做一个总论。
Let me give you a brief summary.
这五个问题都没有答案。
There are no answers to all these five questions.
这本书的特别点的地方，
And the special thing about this book,
就是单单建立在内容的神圣上。
Is that the book is established upon the sacredness of its content.
为什么用否定的话把这五个问题概括来论呢？
Why do we have a negative answer to these five questions?
因为这本书从来没有一个名字。
Because this book actually did not have a name earlier.
叫做什么书？
Or what is the name of the book was not known.
这本书好像是个技术的东西。
It seems like something that is recording.
这本书好像是一个信仰的东西。
It's something that is about faith.
又一点不像是某一个人写给某一个人的东西。
It doesn't seem like it's a letter that's written by somebody.
所以这是一个细书劝勉教义所概括的一个文书。 文字上的著作,
and this is a work that is about literature, about illustration.
为什么会有希伯来书这个字呢？
And where did the word Hebrews come from?
从很早期的教会里,
from the early church,
就有这样的标题放在前面,
there is already this title.
这个标题不是原先的,
but this title is not where it was from.
因为已经习惯了,
Because it is a habit and tradition.
我们就叫它叫做 希伯来书。
So we call it the book of Hebrews.
就是这样。
And that's very simple.
第二个困难。
Second difficulty.
谁写这本书？
Who is the author?
到底出于哪一个名家的手笔？
Who was the author of this book?
也会写出这么精细、这么宏大、这么深入、这么雄伟的著作呢？
Who could have written such a precise and magnificent work?
你说耶稣的门徒中间有谁学问大到这个地步？
Was there a knowledgeable person among the apostles?
是不是可能是保罗所写的？
Could it be Paul?
在最先的一些时代，很多人相信这是保罗所写的信。
In the early days, many people believed that the author was Paul.
那从书的内容来看。
But from the contents of the book,
不能这么简单就接受。
We can't accept that easily.
因为在这本书里面用的词句，在保罗其他书信里很少出现。
Because the literary style of the book is not known as Pauline.
保罗在其他书信所用的很多的词句，在这本书也没有出现。
Many words that the Apostle Paul used cannot be found in this book.
不但如此，在写文字的时候
，Not only that, when the word is being written,
保罗的里面个人的感情在书里面的表达是很深的。
The expression of Paul in his emotional state is a very in-depth and detailed one.
重点的强调是很清楚的。
And he had a very clear emphasis to the important points.
有时候他就转移了一个这个文体的时候，就交代就很简单的交代结束了。
And it is very clear when Paul had different segments within his writing.
这种写书的个性在这本书里没有出现。
And such a personality cannot be seen in the book of Hebrews.
这本书的作者是心情很平稳的。
The author of this book has a very calm exposition.
他用词很精确。
He used very precise terms.
选的词句很准确。
And the words he chose were very precise.
文化的构造前后是很一致的。
And the structure of his literary work is very consistent.
从这些来看，好像不是保罗写的。
So from all this, it seems that Paul was not the author.
不但如此，保罗常常讲的义、称义的问题，在这本书没有出现。
Not only that, the apostle Paul always wrote about righteousness, and it is not. Justification by faith.
保罗常常讲福音，在这本书里一次都没有讲出来。
And also the apostle Paul always wrote about the gospel, but it cannot be found here.
所以福音这个词在这本书里也没有出现。
The word gospel did not appear within this.
相反的，在这本书是提到献祭的问题。
Not only that, the book talk about sacrificing.
祭司的问题。
The issue of the priest.
献上的问题。
How we ought to give ourselves up as a sacrifice.
这些东西在保罗书信里也没有出现。
And all this does not appear in the book.
所以很难说这本书就是保罗书写的。
So you can't really say that this book was written by the apostle Paul.
那么第二个到底是谁写的？
So who wrote this book?
所以第二个观念就是这本书可能是巴拿巴写的。
And some people say it could have been written by Barnabas.
巴拿巴他的资格是比保罗更老的。
And of course he has greater experience than Paul.
他心情很宽大。
And yet this person has very great.
是他把保罗带到使徒中间，让使徒认识保罗。
And he was the person who brought the apostle Paul to the rest of the apostles.
所以保罗是比他更优备的人。
So Paul was considered more junior.
很可能他有很宽大深入对圣经的了解。
And perhaps he had very deep understanding of the scripture.
所以有一些人认为这是巴拿巴书写。
So some people believe that Barnabas wrote this.
但是这也没有可以肯定的事情。
But this is something that cannot be certain.
因为巴拿巴没有留下任何文学著作可以以这本书来做一个文化上从用词上的比较。
Because there was no other work from which you can do a comparison.
第三个理论呢？
The third question.
这本书很可能是这个亚波罗所写的。
This could be written by Apollos.
亚波罗可以用很好的希腊文来写。
And Apollos was very well versed in Greek.
因为他生在希腊文学很鼎盛的时期的亚历山大。
Because he was born in Alexandria at the height of Greek culture.
但他又是犹太人。
And he was also a Jew.
当然对列祖的宗教从旧约的事情是非常深入的了解。
So certainly he had an in-depth understanding about his ancestors.
一方面可以明白希伯来历史中间那些教条同那些信仰的这个架构。
On the one hand, he understood the structure of the Greek culture.
另一方面，他可以用希腊文的文字把它表达出来。
And he could use Greek to express it.
所以亚波罗可能是这本书的作者的这个赞成的人是很多的。
So many people think that Apollos wrote this.
但是这本书没有记载这些字。
But there was no recording of this.
所以没有真正的佐证。
So there is no true proof.
马丁路德相信这本书是亚波罗写的。
Martin Luther believed that this book was written by Apollos.
第四种的理论就是这本书很可能是这个史提凡写的。
And the fourth theory says that the book could have been written by Stephen.
因为斯蒂芬在他没有死以前的讲论。
Because what Stephen said before he was martyred.
是整个以基督为中心。
Was centered around Jesus Christ.
以整个列祖的那个侍奉同他们的信息的连贯性的下来，就是他的题材。
He approached it from the ancestors of the Jew all the way to Jesus Christ.
希伯来书的架构是一样的。
And the structure was similar to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
And also in the 11th chapter of Hebrews.
信心论的时候。
Talk about the issue of faith.
一个一个把祖宗那些对神的信仰把它摆列下来。
All the great men of faith of the ancestry was listed one by one.
有很相似的地方。
And this is similar to Stephen's
situation. 但是这些还不能够绝对的给我们看出就是他写的。
And this cannot clearly tell us that Stephen must be the one.
结论是什么呢？
So what's the conclusion?
结论就是我们不知道是谁写的。
The conclusion is that we really do not know who the
author is. 可能。
Perhaps this person or that person.
可能的意思就是可能是也可能不是，就是
Perhaps means it can be or cannot be.
所以没有办法绝对知道是谁写的。
So we cannot know for sure.
是 Origen 讲一句话。
Origen said this.
他说呢，我们要知道说我们是不知道的。
We only know that we do not know.
所以我们只能说这是神所赐给我们的书就是。
We can only say that this book is given to us by God.
第三个问题。
The third question.
这本书到底是写给谁的？
To whom was this book written?
照样本书的内容里面没有告诉我们。
Again, the contents of the book does not say that.
是很不像使徒们在其他书信里面所用的办法。
It's unlike those books that are written by the other authors.
我保罗以西拉。
Say, I, Paul, I'm writing to you.
或者我保罗以提摩太。
To Timothy.
或者我保罗。
Or me, Paul.
做基督仆人的。
As a servant of Christ.
写信给你们在哥林多、在加拉太其他的人。
To write to you the church in Corinthians.
因为这本书没有这样的题。
But this book has not such a recording.
我们不知道这本书到底是写给谁。
So we can't really tell where to whom it was written.
那最早有这个给希伯来人的书这句话是加上去的。
And this word to the Hebrews was added on later.
有没有可能是对犹太人讲的呢？
Could it be something written for the Jews?
这个可能不是没有。
This possibility is there.
因为在第一章第一节就论到上帝对列祖讲话。
Because from the first verse, it talks about how God spoke through the ancestors.
列祖是谁呢？
Who are the ancestors?
希腊人的列祖不是犹太人这些人。
The ancestors of the Greek were not the Jews.
所以这个列祖可能就是犹太人的祖宗。
So these forefathers probably are the ancestors of the Jews.
这本书是写给同样祖宗的那一批人讲。
So this is probably written to those who have the same ancestry.
一个可能性。
So this is a possibility.
写给希伯来人的。
It's written to the Hebrews.
所以叫做希伯来书。
So it's called the Book of Hebrews.
但是呢，从其他其他的内容看来又不尽是如此。
But you look at other contents of the book, that doesn't seem to be the case.
有没有可能是写给基督徒，但是这些人是背景是犹太血统的呢？
Could it be written to Christians who have Jewish background?
所以这是第二个想法。
So this is the second theory.
是不是那些犹太人中间信了耶稣的人是这本书的收信人呢？
Could it be that this was written to the Jewish Christians?
其实这也不尽然。
But this may not certainly be the case.
还有第三个想法。
There are third theory.
有没有可能这本书是写给那些受过 Gnostic 神智派哲学影响的宗教人士？
Could this be written to those who are Gnostic?
因为这里面有一些的章节。
Because there are some verses in
there. 是对抗那些神不是物质的创造者的那种辩论而讲的。
Seems to be targeted towards those who think that God did not create the material world.
原来 Gnostic 这个神智派的人。
And those who are Gnostics.
也是神学的历史又把它翻译成为唯智派的学者。
These people do not believe in material creation.
这些人呢，乃是一种把波斯二元论的这个宗教宇宙观同基督教耶稣拯救人的救赎观配合起来的一种四不像的宗教哲学。
These people believe in the combination of dualistic approach in the Persian religion together with Christian salvation.
在波斯的这个宇宙二元论里面。
In the dualistic theory of the Persian Empire,
善恶是对立的。
There is the good and the evil are both opposing each other.
基督教的救赎论里面。
But in the salvation plan of Christianity,
人是借着救赎罪得到赦免。
We are forgiven because of salvation of Christ.
是透过耶稣的死而产生的。
It's through the death of Jesus Christ.
但是呢，这个唯自败的思想就把这两个改头换面硬硬配合起来。
But this Gnostic thinking joined the two together by force.
他们的二元论变得很奇怪。
So their dualistic thinking is a very strange one.
最重要的一句话就是物质万恶，灵至上。
They believe that all material things is evil and the spirit is the utmost. Everything that's material is evil.
灵是绝对圣洁圣善,
but the spirit is absolutely pure.
所以一个人的责任就是脱离物质的身体,
so the responsibility of a person is to get rid of material possession.
又把这个思想 跟希腊的这个身体是灵魂的监牢的那种 Pythagorean 的观念把它配合起来，这个Protagorean就Protagoras的观念把它配合起来。
And this is combined with the Greek idea that the body is the prison of the soul.
那如果这样的话呢？
If this were the case,
这个物质的世界哪里来的呢？
Where did the material world come from?
这个物质的世界如果是上帝造？
If this material world was created by God,
上帝是圣善的灵, 怎么会创造邪恶的物质世界?
How can God, a holy and good spirit, create an evil world?
如果上帝是圣善的,
if God is good,
他又造了邪恶的物质,
He created an evil material world.
岂不等于说呢, 上帝是创造罪恶的原始吗?
Does that not mean that God is the source of evil?
这样如果你要保持上帝是圣洁的,
so if you want to maintain that God is holy,
你就要否定他是创造者,
then you must deny that He is the creator.
如果你要相信世界是被造的,
if you want to believe that the world was created,
你就要相信有另外一位神来创造这个世界,
then you must believe that there must be another God.
那一位神一定是一个邪恶的神,
and surely this God must be an evil God.
邪恶的神才创造邪恶的世界,
so that He can create an evil world.
因为圣善的神不会造一个不圣善的世界,
because a holy God cannot create an evil world.
那这本书的第一节 就提到了神是说话的神。
The first verse tells us that God is the God that speaks.
那么提到基督的时候是说上帝借助他创造诸世界。
And when he spoke about the Son, he talks that God has built the world through the Son.
所以这本书是不是故意要对第一世纪末后那个兴起来非常猖獗影响整个基督教的那个Gnostic主义呢？
So the question is whether this book was written to face these people who had such great theories at that time. So there is a possibility. And this is a theory. The fourth theory. Was this written by for the Jewish the synagogues at that time?
Qumran society.
In a society.
Qumran, this community, 就是在死海山洞里面那些人。
Was it written to the special Qumran society who were associated with the Dead Sea? And again, there is this idea of dualistic thinking among these people. Again, they believe in the fighting between the good and the evil. And this Jewish society has some priests who are living among them.
上帝的受膏者弥赛亚不是一个,
and they believe that there is more than one Messiah.
有一个叫做祭司的弥赛亚,
there is a Messiah who is a priest.
有一个叫做君王的弥赛亚,
and there is a Messiah who is a king.
他们没有办法把这两个职位呢配合成了一个,
and they are not able to reconcile the differences.
如果你看旧约圣经撒迦利亚就提到了他在两者中间筹备和平,
but when you read the Old Testament in the book of Zechariah, you will see that he is in between the two preparing for peace.
基督徒自从加文以后,
after Calvin,
我们都知道基督是君王是祭司是先知,
all Christians know that Christ is the king, the priest and the prophet.
所以基督是三个位份或者三个职分在自己身上成全的一个,
so Jesus Christ accomplished all three tasks within himself. But in this Jewish society, the Messiah has only two functions. The priestly Messiah is higher than the kingly Messiah. They also believe that we ought to stop sacrificing to God.
什么时候才复苏呢?
And when will you start again?
就是当世间末日最大的征战战完了以后，才恢复对上帝的献祭。
They believe that after the end of the world, the great Armageddon battle is over, then you will sacrifice again.
那么那个时候谁献祭呢?
So who would do the sacrificing at that time?
被选的选民得胜。
Whoever sacrifice will be the victory of the selected people.
才恢复了这个献祭。
And only when that happens, then you start sacrificing again.
那么谁帮助这些选民得胜呢？
Who will help these chosen people have victory?
有天使下来帮助他们。
And they believe the angels will come to help them.
高等的天使。
So those great angels
是很重要的。
Are very important.
所以希伯来书第一章马上就说耶稣比最高的天使还更高。
So immediately from the first chapter, the book of Hebrews says that Jesus is superior to all the angels.
所以有一些的解经家就相信可能是对那些人写的。
And that is where this theory came about.
我们对这些都不能肯定。
We really cannot have a clear answer to all this.
希伯来书整个的这个信息来看。
From the whole message of the book of Hebrews.
乃是对历史历代真正相信基督的人而预备的。
We believe that it is prepared for all Christians of all generations.
要我们持定信仰。
So that we can hold fast to our faith.
要我们坚持到底。
That we can persevere to the end.
要我们知道是基督才是我们盼望的终极性。
So that we will know that Christ is the only hope we have.
所以这是第二个问题。
So this is the
第三个问题。
The third question.
第一个问题我们说了为什么叫希伯来书。
First question is why is this book called the book of Hebrews?
第二个问题到底是谁？
Who wrote the book was the second question.
第三到底是写给谁的？
Third question was who the audience were.
第四问题,
Fourth question.
这本书到底是什么时候写的？
When was this book written?
是在什么地方写的？
Where was this book written?
这两个问题照样没有答案。
Again, there were no questions answers to this.
因为没有人知道是从哪一个地方写下这本书出来。
Because no one can know for sure.
而只有第五个问题有一点点的线索。
Only the fifth question has a little bit of clues.
第五个问题就是这本书是什么时候写的？
The fifth question is when was this book written?
那我们就要从在历史上谁先引用，谁先提到这本书。
So from history, we can find this out from by finding out who first talked about this book.
那就是罗马的一个人叫做 Clement。 他提了这本书。
And Clement of Romans was the first person who said that.
是什么时候提这本书呢？
When did he do that?
主后95年的时候他提到这件事情。
It was in AD 59.
所以这本书很可能在第一世纪没有结束的时候已经写成，已经出现了。
So probably this book appeared before the end of the first century.
那么是不是在主后95年这以前几年就写了吗？
Was it written a few years before 59 AD?
也不一定。
Perhaps not.
有没有可能更早呢？
Maybe a bit earlier.
很有可能。
There's a possibility.
为什么敢这么说呢？
Why did I say that?
因为既然这本书提到献祭和祭祀的这些很重要的问题。
Because this book spoke about sacrificing and priesthood.
那为什么呢？ 他不把耶路撒冷献祭的事情提出来呢？
But there was no mention about the sacrifices being made in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的圣殿的献祭是个常例。
And the sacrifice in the temple of Jerusalem is a routine thing.
到了主后70年，罗马的提多将军毁灭耶路撒冷以后，把圣殿烧掉，把一块一块的石头都拿下来。
But AD 70, the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans.
然后呢，献祭的事情才结束了。
And immediately there was no sacrificing
done. 那是主后70年的事情。
And that was AD 70.
写这本书的里面的内容好像看见没有可能有这些事发生过。
But when you read this book, it seems like this had not happened yet.
所以很可能写在主后70年以前。
So it is probably written before AD 70.
但是这个也没有很绝对的定论可以这样说。
But again, it's not definitive.
无论如何,
No matter what the case may be,
这本书在第一世纪的时候已经存在世界上。
It was in existence by the first century.
因为不知道是谁写的。
But because we did not know who wrote it,
不知道是写给谁的。
And we do not know who it was written to.
这本书在使徒的著作里面就没有那样特别的即刻看到的重要性。
And so its importance was not immediately recognized.
为什么呢？
Why was this so?
因为在第一世纪教会认定是不是神的话，就是要先讲是不是使徒，是哪一位使徒写的。
Because in the early church, before they determined whether the book was written in the scripture, apostolic recognition was very important.
如果这件事不能肯定的话，
If you cannot determine this matter,
那么这本书的价值就不能肯定。
The value of the book will not be established.
希伯来书被认为是正典，是很迟的。
So for the book of Hebrews to be in a canon of the Bible, it occurred only very late.
但我们感谢上帝。
But we give thanks to God.
这本书是被承认是正典。
This book was recognized as part of the Bible.
这本书被众历代的教会认为是神的话语。
And all churches of all generations recognize this as the word of God.
完全不是建立在是谁写的，写给谁的，是什么时候写，在哪里写的。
And this book was not recognized because of its author, to whom it was written, where it was written, or when it was written.
而建立在内容，真正就是神要对人所讲。
And its authority was established solely on the contents of the book itself.
所以希伯来书的内容本身就是神话语的证据。
So the contents in itself is the proof.
感谢主，这本书留下来了。
Thanks be to God that the book is with us today.
深信基督徒不知道希伯来书内容的人。
I believe that if a Christian does not understand the contents of the book of Hebrews,
他们的信仰是缺乏的,
they will have a very lacking faith.
他们对基督的认识是不丰盛的,
and their understanding of Christ will not be abundant.
这本书在整个基督教信息里面, 好像把我们带到至圣所的地步去享受真正深入体会了神同在基督那个完美的赐福。
Because this book is able to bring us into the holiest of holiest to enjoy the true presence of God. So this is the first thing we want to know about the book of Hebrews. Let us understand now from the first verse of the first chapter. From the beginning, the book declared that God is a God who speaks.
为什么这件事是很重要的放在最前头呢?
Why is this such an important thing to appear right in front?
这就是从旧约到新约，整个基督教信仰与所有信仰最不同的基础。
This is the basic foundation that differs the Christian religion from all other faiths, from the Old to the New Testament.
信仰不是人自发的。
The faith is not a product of man's invention.
信不是从人本开始的。
Faith did not originate from man.
信是从神的道而产生出来。
But faith was produced from the word of God.
所以这个希伯来书的作者第一句话就是讲到一个说话的神。
So for the very first thing that the book of Hebrews mentioned is that God spoke.
Our God is a speaking God.
上帝是说话的上帝。
这位说话的神才是真正的神。
So a God that speaks is the true God.
神与道是接连在一起。
So God is combined with His word.
一位神就是一位说话的神。
A God is a God that speaks.
一个把道讲出来的神才是我们信仰中间的神。
The God of our faith is the God that speaks of His word.
这个观念呢，好像同约翰福音第一章的观念是相似的。
This concept is similar to the concept found in the first chapter of the Gospel of John.
约翰是用解释的方法告诉我们，太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。
The Gospel of John starts off by telling us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
希伯来书不是用解释的办法,
but the book of Hebrews did not explain it this way.
把历史的事实摆出来的办法,
but it shows us the historical facts.
把这件事实显明出来,
to show us this fact.
神在历史说的话,
that God spoke in our history.
这一位说话的神,
this God that speaks,
是我们信仰的神,
is the God that we believe in.
既然信不是人自发的,
and since faith did not come from man,
自然信不是人本的,
and since faith did not originate from man,
我们只能找一个信仰的真正的本在哪里呢?
We must find the source of this faith.
是信是神本,
and the source of faith is with God.
神本的信仰是借着怎么开始的?
And where does this faith comes from?
是借着他自己的话赐下来,
it comes from the word of God.
而信不是以人的自发点去, 在道上帝面前来相信他,
and faith is not the result of our initiative moving towards God.
相反的，信的本身就是对神说话的回应。
On the contrary, faith is a response to the word of God.
所以从列祖开始,
so from our ancestors,
这样领受神的话,
they received the word of God.
这样回应神的话,
they responded to the word of God.
就成为我们可以继续不断在神的道里面建立信仰的一个系统的开始。
And so this system is established that we may receive greater faith from God.
上帝既然在古时,
and since God worked this in the ancient times,
多方多次的小意列祖,
through the prophets and many times in various ways.
所以这样的，这个是一脉相承，自古至今，一直贯彻始终的信仰系统。
So we see this system of faith is continuous all the way from our forefathers.
是神本的,
and it is God there.
是神主动的,
and God is the initiator.
他是向人说话的上帝。
He was the one who spoke to man.
这样的一个信仰系统,
And this systematic faith.
跟古代所有的其他的异邦外邦宗教的神话系统是完全不一样。
It's completely different from all the myth and mythology of the past.
如果当时所有犹太地这个迦南的地所有的假神没有这个观念。
All the false religions of that time did not contain such a concept.
这样在列祖的信仰中间就提到一个本质上相异的信仰系统。
And so from the forefathers itself, we get a system of faith that's qualitatively different.
在旧约里面，在新约里面，给我们看见以色列人所信的上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see the God we believe is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Isaac.
所以，所以对神的信仰是从亚伯拉罕就信心之父开始传下来。
And it all started from Abraham, the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕信上帝。
Abraham believed in God.
这就算为他的义。
And this was counted to him.
亚伯拉罕对神话语的回应。
And Abraham responded to God's word.
是历世历代教会的楷模。
And he became a model for all churches.
所以这里就从列祖开始讲。
And so they started from the forefathers.
犹太人最能够显为荣耀，他们整个信仰中间最被夸的祖宗就是亚伯拉罕。
The greatest of all the ancestors of the Jews was Abraham.
列祖的上帝
the God of their forefathers,
就是他们的上帝
was their same God.
亚伯拉罕的上帝
the God of Abraham,
也成为基督徒的上帝
also became the God of Christians.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章提到，你们的祖宗不是亚伯拉罕。
But Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 8 that your ancestor was not Abraham.
你们不是他的儿子。
You are not his child.
你们的父是魔鬼的时候。
When your father is the devil.
耶稣是否定那一代的人是真正承继了亚伯拉罕的信仰。
But Jesus denied that these people really received the same faith as Abraham did.
你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because
一定来救我。
If you were Abraham's children, certainly you will come to me.
你们是说谎的。你们也是那说谎之父撒旦的儿子。
You are all lying, and so you are the children of the devil.
这些话引起了耶稣与整个希伯来信仰中间最尖刻的面对面的冲突。
And so Jesus gave an immediate contrast and confrontation to the traditional religion.
希伯来书的作者在这里告诉我们。
And the author of Hebrew tells us here.
真正的信仰是在亚伯拉罕。
The true faith, yes, is in Abraham.
他肉身的儿子们不是真正亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Although the physical descendants are not true children of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是真正有信心之人的祖先。
Indeed, Abraham is the father of all who have true faith.
亚伯拉罕对神表现的信仰是什么呢？
What kind of faith did Abraham have for God?
他以绝对顺服的回应来接受神的话语。
He responded to God with absolute obedience.
神说什么，他就说是。
Whatever God said, he said yes.
他相信一位真正的神。
He believed in the true God.
相信一位独自独一的神。
He believed in the one God.
相信一位至高的神。
He believed in the ultimate God.
这位神是向人说话的神。
This is the God who spoke to men.
在迦南地的神是怎么样的神呢？
What kind of God did the Canaanites have?
看得见却不说话。
They had physical God, but they does not speak.
有物质的形象。却不存在。
They had a physical body, but it did not exist.
人手可以摸，却不能信。
You can touch it physically, but you cannot believe it.
那种是神明。
And those are idols.
那种是偶像。
Those are things that are made to worship.
人所产生出来。
They originated from man.
是人所造出来。
It was made by man.
是人手所制造出来的。
It was made by the hands of man.
被造的人用被造的物质造一个被造的神。
So a created man using created material to make a created God.
列祖的信仰不是如此。
But the faith of the forefathers is not like that.
列祖的信仰。
The faith of the forefathers.
被造的人。
Is from a created man.
透过创造者所讲的话。
Who moved through the word of the created God.
相信这位创造万有的至存者。
To believe in the self-existing creator of all universe.
这个信仰。就把所有的假信仰淘汰掉。
And so this faith immediately obsoleted all other faith.
列祖的上帝是说话的上帝。
The God of forefathers is the God who spoke.
他是看不见的。
He cannot be seen.
但是他是说话的。
But he spoke.
他是摸不到的。
You cannot touch him.
但是他是活的。
But he is alive.
他不是物质。
He is not material.
他供应我们灵性。
But he supply our spiritual needs.
看见亚伯拉罕的信仰跟那些外邦人的信仰是完全不一样。
So the faith of Abraham was completely different from all.
不是上帝
向列祖说话。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers.
当神对亚伯兰说话的时候
，When God spoke to Abraham,
亚伯兰就顺服他了。
And Abraham was submissive to God.
亚伯兰就离开了个大河的那边。
And God, Abraham left the place he was.
到神要他去的地方。
And went towards where God directed him.
所以这种人就在迦南地变成了希伯来人。
And so the people who followed him became the Hebrews.
希伯来人什么意思呢
？What does the word Hebrews mean?
两个意思。
Two meanings.
第一个意思就是漂流的人。
Firstly, the people who are like gypsies.
第二个意思就是从大河那边来的人。
Second meaning is they are people from the river.
大河是在哪一个河呢
？Which river is this?
在这犹太地没有大河。
There was not big river in
Jerusalem. 犹太地最大的河叫做约旦河。